I am here today with our first responder winner for the month of April, and I don't even know how he has time to come in and talk to me because he is a busy, busy guy. Welcome to Dean Petrillo. Hi.
Hi. Thank you for having me.
Oh, wow. No, the thank you goes out to you. Now, your mom nominated you for our first responder contest, and she wrote a lot about you. She said she's submitting your name because she's proud of you and how hard you work. And looking at what you're involved in, I'm proud of you, too. I feel like your second mom.
I'm just happy mom's proud of me.
Yes, it's a good thing. So tell me a little bit about what you do. I mean, it's going to take a while because you are so involved with a lot of different things.
Yeah.
So let's start with your work at Mutual Aid.
Yeah, so my primary role is a paramedic preceptor at Mutual Aid Ambulance Service. So responding to 911 calls with the ambulance, and then typically I'll have a student with me that is learning to become a paramedic.
Oh, so you're training him?
Yes.
Okay, or her, I guess.
Yes.
I should say. And this is in Scottsdale, correct?
Yeah, that's my base that I typically work out of.
Now, you're also a member of CERT. What is that, Tony?
Yeah, so the Pennsylvania State Police CERT team is their SWAT team for critical incidents, and they need medics to go with them. So Mutual Aid supplies usually two medics per call. And if I'm not working on the truck, I'll go with those guys, and if something happens, tend to them.
How long have you been doing all of this?
So I started in EMS in 2011 as an EMT. I got my medic in 2020.
Now, you also just recently received your master's in healthcare administration from Point Park University. Tell me why you decided to do that.
I've always wanted to go to college and do something, and their undergrad program for the public administration lined up pretty well with some of the stuff that I wanted to do with advancing EMS. Mm-hmm. They offered me a position to stay for an extra year, get my master's, and I jumped on it.
And you are also a U.S. Marine veteran.
Yep. I was in the Marine Corps Reserves based here in Pittsburgh for 6 years as a military police officer.
Okay. And you reached the rank of corporal.
Yep.
Definitely. You are so involved with everything. And I'm very honored to be meeting you today. So many first responders are not thanked. We don't even think about, you know, when we call 911, who are the people that are responding? You are there protecting your community.
Yep, that's what we're here for.
Congratulations, Dean Petrillo. He is our April First Responder of the Month, and you can check out his interview again and his picture on WHJBFM.com. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.